Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 48 of the Legion of Blogcast. We are sure it's 48, right?
40, I believe. I don't know. We don't do numbers well.
Yeah.
You guys know better than us.
We know number. 48 of the Legion of Blogcast. I am Jay Bowman. With me, as always, Mr. Wyatt Arndt, the stanchion. Wyatt, how you doing?
Doing good. A little clap to reinforce that point.
That's right.
Don't dig too deep, though. You'll find sadness.
Okay.
Back off.
If you didn't clap, I wouldn't believe you if you said you were doing good. But that
yep.
clap.
That clap, yep.
Gets you right worse. Fired up. Not with us again for the second week in a row, producer extraordinaire John Bowman. John, he's big time.
He's big time with us.
He had a big premiere of a documentary movie he was a part of at the Rio Theater yesterday, and he was on the panel.
Yep.
The post-screening panel. So, he had that. Then he had work tonight, and it's snowing. It's a bitch. So, yes.
Pretty soon we're going to start paying him. It's just
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good because we don't get paid. It's awkward.
I was watching him last night, going, "Oh shit, he's very soon gonna realize he's much better than both of us, and we are weighing him down."
That's the key to our existence: is make sure people don't realize that.
Yes. Okay, so the Olympics are now over.
Over, done, finito.
Canada dominant again in shinny.
They destroyed him.
Yeah,
that was a destruction. That's as much of a blow you can get. It was 3-0, but they just dominated every aspect of that game.
Like, all through the tournament, they just, like, choked teams out. They weren't, this is going to hurt to say, but they weren't fun games.
No.
They weren't fun games to watch. I mean, the result was there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like watching, not trap hockey in the Olympics, but, you know, I get excited watching really good defense, but the majority of people, they want goals, they want flash, they want the Americans all the way up until they hit the Canada wall.
Yeah.
But, so it's kind of strange that it wasn't, like, that exciting. It was great, but what do you think of the games?
The games weren't that exciting, but, like, for fundamentally solid defensive hockey, it was one of the best you'll ever see. And it probably is the best defensive team we've ever seen from Canada.
Oh, dominant.
And that's not usually their thing. Usually the thing is, you know, outscore, out-hit.
Yep.
That's what they normally do. But this year, everyone shut them down, and it was just kind of fun to see. And it's kind of funny now to see people, like different teams, like New Jersey was saying, like showing videos of Canada saying, that's how we're going to play, but it's Team Canada. It's not that easy to emulate.
That's right? How we're going to play. We're going to have Petrangelo and Bouwmeester back there. They're going to be the foundation. We'll have Shea Weber and Doughty getting all of our points from back there.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're not going to really use a Tavares type because he's hurt.
Yeah.
Sure,
you kind of laugh. You can't really redo that. But yeah, they all played well. Like even Rick Nash was playing defense.
High school basketball, watching Harlem Globetrotters. That's how we're going to do it.
That's what we're going to do from now on.
That's what we're going to do it. We probably can't do that. We'll find a way.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, the drama and the story and the memory of the men's gold medal game completely overshadowed and trumped by the women's gold medal game. When I look back on the 2014 Sochi games as far as like Canada's Olympic gold, the first thing my mind's going to go to is the women's.
Yep.
And that dramatic, how awesome was that?
They've had that before, like, I think it was 2000, when they won, 2002 in Salt Lake they won?
Yeah.
The women's game then was also an amazing game. That was a game where Team Canada women got, like, 11 penalties against. It was the most biased officiating I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they still persevered. That's the famous speech that, you know, Haley Wickenheiser, where, like, they were walking on our flag. Like, that was the story told her, and she flipped out.
Yeah.
To which Ray Faro denies it ever happened. And that was a good game too, but this game was just, that was one of the craziest games because it was 2-0 and the States was kind of doing what Canada was doing where they were just choking them out. Defensively, they were getting nowhere.
Oh, Canada couldn't get anything going the whole game.
It was awful. And then all of a sudden they get that one goal and then the infamous post, the linesman gets in the way, everyone's freaking out, and the American clears the puck, hits the post, Canada comes back to tie.
Like I said, the women's game has those iconic moments in it that are, you know, memory forming. And the men's gold medal game against Sweden doesn't really have that. I mean, you know, the
clinical.
Crosby thing was, it was clinical.
Clinical. That's what it was. And it's like, it's awesome for us as Canadian fans, but like, it does lack a bit of the emotion because it was just so well done. And that's just like one of the things where, like you'll see some certain fights in MMA, like GSP would be so clinical. He wouldn't be flashy. He'd just be clinically take him down. Fundamentally amazing.
Yep.
Wouldn't be as flashy. And then you see, like, you know, someone like Anderson Silva knock the fuck out of someone. You're like, holy shit.
Like,
and
it was crazy. Or if you're an expert in the sport, that kind of game is for you.
Like, you'll be like, look at that back check by Taves. That's blowing me away.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, for the overall, like, even, and I do enjoy that type of game. But it was so almost like, at that point, after, you know, the first couple goals in the game, you knew it was only a matter of time. It wasn't as, it wasn't on edge as much. And especially, like, if Vancouver gets offset himself. Vancouver was a relief. Like, they had to win. They was on home soil.
Oh, yeah. A lot of, tons so of pressure.
And, like, we all wanted it to happen. Like, for us, we were Vancouver people. Like, Luongo's the goalie. Yeah. He got a lot to prove. And so, so much more pressure.
There was a lot going on there.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this one was kind of just like, you know, nice. Like, that was, like, it was awesome. But, yeah, the women's game was just amazing to see.
Okay. Well, back to the men's for a second.
Yep.
Carey Price, you know, very public. He got the starts over Luongo. He got a chance to be in net. Got those shutouts,
yep.
Sure, but would Luongo have had the same success that Price would have if he was in net? Does it really not matter which of the three goalies were between the pipes?
I think they're both close enough in talent, wouldn't matter. They both played well. They both would have played well. So, yeah, I mean, again, give full credit to Price for playing good and stopping the shots he had, and I think he's a great goalie. Luongo, he was playing well in the one game he did play, so I don't think he would have gone in there. And like a lot of people were like, in the American game, you know, he might have done a lot worse, but like, that's just, what, how do you even say
not
that?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there weren't really, like, I can't really remember maybe more than two dramatic Carey Price saves that he made that he, you know, just robbed somebody.
Yeah.
It was, like you said, it was clinical.
Yeah.
So you mean to say Luongo couldn't just be in the same position and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely not like one of those, oh, the one despite him. I think, like, and this team was so well made, so well defensively solid that, like, you know, Mike Smith could go in there and play just as well. Like, they're all, it was just a really good, like, there weren't a lot of, like you said, how many times did you go, like, oh, crap, someone's out of position? Like, maybe three or four times.
Could Vancouver-based roller hockey goalie extraordinaire Wyatt Arndt, could he have gone in there and won a gold medal?
On the bench, for sure.
Yeah, you do wear hats really well.
I do, and I like to pick my hats out too. So yeah. I think I might have lost that Latvia game. Sweden game, I think anyone would have won.
Yeah,
because Sweden was tired; they're beaten up. Latvia would have killed me.
And they're also testing positive for all sorts of cheat and drugs.
Oh, that was amazing!
All
eh?
Sorts of cheating going on.
Backstrom's got a migraine. No, sorry, that was just tons of allergy medication.
Been there. In there.
Yeah, that was a bit interesting, eh? And then, like, what was it before the game? Even started, Peter Forsberg, who I usually respect, you know, he used to destroy the Canucks, was always a solid player, comes out and goes, oh, like, the rest of the game, they're all from North America. And he said, quote, was like, that's a fucking joke.
Yes, he did.
Are you shitting me, man? Like, that was, like, that's just a weird thing to go with. I don't know. It's not only, like, we all argue with the refs, obviously, and there's
positive news.
But, like, for him to suggest that, like, those four guys...
These Canadian referees are going to just, you know...
On the biggest stage, like, blatantly just...
Oh, it's the Sochi screw job!
Yeah, like, that seems, like, crazy to me. So, yeah. I mean, they didn't do anything that was terrible in the game anyways. But for him to say that was just a weird thing to do. I don't know.
Well, he got his just desserts when his country got pummeled.
Yeah, that's what he gets. You're happy, Peter? Go take some allergy meds. Calm down.
I was really hoping for an Edler goal.
You want to build that value up.
Build that value up. This guy on the international stage, he excels.
Did you see the Torts stuff during, like, just Torts asking about his Olympics?
And, like, he's not cheering for Canada.
Yeah.
And everyone flipping out about it.
Well, the funny part for me was, when, like, they're like, oh, have you seen, like, what do you think of Olympics? Like, oh, I think Edler made a nice pass or two. You know, that was fine, I guess. And it's like, he acts like he never watched anything. I heard Edler made a pass. That was good.
Yep. Edler got some minutes.
Yeah.
He played some hard minutes.
Yep.
A soft minute or two, but most of his minutes were hard. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just doing what some people accuse me of doing. And that's trying to balloon up Edler's talent and skill so that someone makes an offer. That's not what I'm doing at all. I truly believe that he is the finest example of a defenseman in the modern NHL.
Yep. Yeah, he really believe that.
I do.
Yep.
It would be crushing to this team and franchise if someone were to take him from us.
Yep. I hope Nashville doesn't like him.
I really hope they don't.
And what was the other news? That's also, not to take your bit, but Kessler. Did you hear the Kessler news?
What's the Kessler news?
That he, 30 minutes of practice day, had to leave, didn't get in the ice, he was getting an MRI done on the hand.
Really?
Yeah, the Kovalchuk shot that went up his hand.
Well, because that's something I kind of wanted to talk about as well, was, say you're an Islanders fan.
Yep.
How pissed are you about, like, John Tavares goes out, plays in, and tears his MCL against Latvia, so now he's on the, you know, he's on the IR, his year's done. Their leading scorer, he was like third in the league standings, I think, in points.
Yep.
And now he's shut down. Like, how would we have felt as Vancouver Canucks fans? Or, I guess, how do we feel with Kessler now with this news? I'm not saying Kessler's on the same level as Tavares. I will never say that. But it kind of sucks.
It's one of those things, like, Garceau obviously lost his mind and was like, oh, the Olympics takes everything from us. They're getting everything from us and blah, blah, blah. It's not fair. And to me, that's more of an issue of, like, well, actually, like, you do give everyone, like, kind of international stage, and, like, you do get something out of it. So don't pretend that, you know, people who don't watch hockey or, like, Americans are watching hockey and seeing those games, and it is, you do get something out of it. So to me, that's kind of, like, rich people fighting over money, like a money fight.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Burns and Smithers throwing money at each other, like, give me a break. For the fans, like, for me, you curse the hockey gods. You don't get mad at the Olympics. It's just that can happen in hockey. It could happen anywhere. It could happen in practice. Like, it sucks. You know, punch the wall in anger, but take some allergy meds, whatever you want to do, but it's not something where I'd be like, God damn, they should never play in the Olympics ever again.
I mean, it gives players the chance to a better shot at a championship. I mean, Olympic gold medal is obviously pretty fantastic, but Jay Boumeester, it took him, what, 9 years to even get a playoff game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, what are the odds of that guy winning a Stanley Cup? But now he's a champion, and he's, you know, one of the premier athletes in Canada, so it's...
Well, some people love representing their country. Look at Marty St. Louis, the guy was, like, breaking up over the game, like, emotionally, like, it meant so much to him, right? Like, for a guy who... You know, people said he can never make it. He's now won a cup and a gold medal, and that means a ton to him, and that's awesome to see. I mean, of course, on the other hand, if the NHL doesn't come back, on one hand, it's awesome to see amateurs try and go for it, but it's not the best in the world.
Yeah,
like that's the thing for me. So,
because the best in the world play in the NHL.
Yeah.
And then, okay, well, here's, you know.
Yeah. Here's Peter Nedved and Team Canada in 94.
No, that would be interesting. I'm psyched. Apparently, they're not going to be getting rid of women's hockey.
What was it? The Swiss won bronze, right?
Like they sure did. So, like, I'm pretty sure they had like a 13-year-old boy on their team. Because as it was scanning and they were giving them the medals, they got to the last one. I think she was number 98. I'm like, nope, not it. That's a dude.
Ladybugs.
Yes, some ladybug shit happening right there.
Well, I mean, if you look at Team Canada, the men's like a long time ago, like they're beating like Denmark 48-0. Like it's gonna happen. The game has to grow, and
yes,
people are gonna see these games, and little girls are gonna go out there and want to play, and they'll get in more of them. Will get to the sport, and it'll keep growing. So that's why we enjoy the dominance for now. And
that's right.
We revel in it.
Where do you land on the Team Canada women's goalie controversy? Was Zabados the one to go with?
Yes.
Apparently, there was a huge.
Was there?
Yeah, there was.
Why?
Apparently, there was a goalie controversy in terms of who's going to get the start for the gold medal game. And they went with, obviously, the right call.
Because
she played on her head.
Yep.
Like, oh, it could have been 3-0 after the first period. Hey, it could have been 3-0 after the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it was... She had to make some big saves.
Yeah, no.
But apparently, they were talking about there was a goaltending controversy. I didn't feel like getting out of bed that day, so I watched the game on my on the Sochi app on my iPad.
Oh, nice.
But I only had enough battery power for the game. Like, if this thing goes into overtime, I'm going to need to get up. So it did. So I get up and I go into the living room to watch it. And I'm watching it and Canada scores. And I felt the reaction was a bit, you know, underscored. Like, you know, the commentary.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, I'll keep watching this. And the commentary just keeps blathering on about the States. And it's like, oh, it's Julie Chu. She's been on the team for 4 Olympics and she's so close. And oh, it's really heartbreaking for Julie Chu. I'm like, I don't give a shit about Julie Chu.
Nope.
Talk about Wickenheimer. Yeah. Then I look at the top corner and realize I'm watching NBC.
Oh.
So... I pulled out my iPad. I was charged at that point, and I watched the Mark Lee call because I wanted to hear the call.
Oh, it was Mark Lee.
That's the goal. And I tell you, he's excited about the wrong things and very, very blasé about the most exciting things. I was disappointed in his call.
I've never been a fan. People follow me on Twitter. He just gets loud at the wrong time.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
What a save by Zabados! But yet when they score the golden goal in overtime of the gold medal game after being down 2-0 with like 3 minutes left to go, after a dramatic comeback, it was, I want him to lose his mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
If he doesn't.
Jim Ross.
Yeah, Jim Ross. Mark Lee will be like, oh, they dump it in the corner.
Yeah.
They throw it in front, they score. What a goal. And this is like, what are you doing, Mark? Like, why are you getting excited about an icing? And this is
having
weird
trouble
stuff.
Controlling the volume of my voice.
Exactly. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, Jim Ross would be awesome. By God. By God, they've done it.
Julie Chu.
Julie Chu's got a family.
Come on. Stop this. Yeah. Stop this right now.
Can you imagine a blowout game Jim Ross calling
this
it?
This is making me sick.
Like the Boston game in 2011, Boston was like piling it on.
Oh,
Jim Ross. Brad Marchand. By God, somebody stop him. Daniel can't defend himself.
Oh, man. So any other, like, I think there's a question from Twitter about our favorite non-hockey Olympic memories, but what are you... going to look back on and remember of these Olympics?
I remember the beginning part of the Olympics where everyone was like, you know,
Sochi's a shithole.
The third world here, like open manholes and like all the people taking pictures of the hotels.
Don't flush your toilet paper, put it in the bin.
Yeah, that was disgusting. The color of the water was orange and all that stuff.
Don't use it on your face.
Yeah, the burning water.
All this stray dogs rolling around. We've got stray dogs here.
Yeah, so that was like the huge thing. Everyone was like, how's it going to go? But it ended up, you know, I guess that area was fine. And then It was good. Like, I mean, I think the coverage of the Olympics, it was at a bad time for us, but like the advances they have, like Olympics, CBC Olympics website was amazing.
The app. Yeah. I mentioned it before. The Sochi app was insane.
Yeah.
The men's 9 a.m., the semifinal game against the States.
Yeah.
I went to go watch at my friend's house, and I didn't make it there on time for puck drop. And I had to buy some orange juice so I could, you know, have some mixer.
Yep.
And some breakfast screwdrivers.
Yep.
And, I'm walking through Safeway, watching the game live on my iPhone. And, you know, volume up, I don't care.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're in future times.
Well, 2010, I was watching the game on, like, TVs at the Bay while I was walking downtown. Like, you're watching it, like, in the Bay in a few shop. And now you can watch it on your phone and stuff, which is awesome. So, it just kind of showed just kind of the neat connectivity that sports can have now, where you can kind of, like, the Olympic coverage is better than ever. So, yeah. For the events themselves, like, I think it was awesome that Billy Dill won the gold again.
Yep.
That was a neat story. He, like, the young up-and-comer was pushing him, but he still managed to win it.
Yep.
And then for me, the figure skating controversy was like that.
Is this the Tessa and Scott thing?
It's the entire figure skating. There were stories coming out. Like, the guy, back in 2002, it was Soleil and Pelletier. They got screwed to the end.
I remember that, yeah.
I remember the thing, the French judge came out and they found he had told someone on a film, he didn't know he was being recorded, told them the order that I was going to win in. And that was before the event took place.
Okay.
And so, okay, so he knew it. So they got rid of him. And they banned him for 1 year. And then he went right back into judging the Olympics.
Really?
He was judging this year's Olympics as well.
Oh.
So if you get caught...
Oh, wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How? What?
Exactly. That was my reaction. Yeah, that was a Jim Ross reaction. By God, why?
That's crazy.
So yeah, that's
Pete
the thing.
Pete Rose places a couple bets.
Yep.
And then he's blackballed for life.
Yep.
This guy, admittedly...
Yep.
Sheets and fixes, like, he's the one who determines the winners.
Yep.
And he admittedly has bias about it.
Yep.
Screws over people. All right, you take a year.
Yep.
You think about what you did. And if you're really sorry, you can come back. Exactly. And have the same position. That's mental.
Yeah, and there are other allegations, like, apparently, like, a judge was replaced with a Russian Skating Federation's wife and all this stuff that made, just, like, figure skating at this point is, it's got a bad rep, and so... It, for me, like, if they took it out, it would suck for the athletes, but I want, like, the sport needs to change. And
that's right. When can we go back to the heyday when it was the husband of the figure skaters hiring dudes to club people's knees? We need to go back to traditional, back when it was pure.
Yeah, quiet, the good days, you know?
The good old days.
You settle things on the floor.
Back when figure skating was pure.
Why me? Why me?
And that was, do you remember the lady who ended up winning that year? The Kerrigan Tonya Harding year?
Oksana Baiul.
That's right, it was Oksana Baiul. Shit, okay.
I nailed it. I feel good about that.
I'm going to just throw out the rest of my classic Olympic quiz here.
It was all about Oksana Baiul.
That was it.
It started and ended with that question.
The rest of the quiz will be Oksana Baiul questions.
I think she retired like that year. She was done. She was so young, she won. She's like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
See you later.
Pro, get some money.
Peace. Yeah, it was a good Olympics, I guess. They came in, what was it, ended up being third in the medal
Third
count?
In the gold.
In the standings.
Yeah, third in the standings because they had 10 golds.
Yeah, but USA came number one.
Russia was number one.
No, USA. Because they had 33. Yeah, USA came in second with like 28 medals. Yeah, yeah. Enjoy your fucking array of bronze medals.
It depends on your list, right? Like, US by gold. I think if by golds we were third, Norway was two and Russia was one or something like that. Or maybe, I don't remember what it was. Norway was one, I think.
Yeah, because we had 14 golds in 2010.
Yeah.
But they added all sorts of X Games. So all those new sports they added, which were great. The snowboard cross was last time, but the slope style, which was like really the first event. So I'm like, that's a great way to open. I remember that night on Twitter, everyone's all flipping out about McMorris and getting really into slope style.
Well, anything that resembles SSX tricky is good in my opinion.
That's right.
So that should be an Olympic sport at all times.
I was more of a 1080 snowboarding fan.
Oh, disgusting.
Get out.
But I mean, that's kind of neat. Like, remember back in the Vancouver, not the 2008, was it Ross Rebellati, whenever he won, like that story.
Ross Rebellati in 98.
Snowboarding had just come in, and now we have, like, you know, more extreme stuff. This kind of shows how the sport's kind of adapting, which is neat.
Yeah, Ross Rebellati was able to go down a mountain on a snowboard without falling.
Yeah.
Gold medal to that.
While slightly stoned.
Well, slightly. Come on, he's Canadian.
I was just hanging out with some friends, and they were smoking, you know?
Yeah. Put your picture on a Wheaties box? Nah, man. Count Chocula. That was cool. But, okay, well, now Olympics put to bed. Good job, Canada. Canucks are back.
They have to be. I thought we were on a break.
Nope. Break's over.
What are they at? 23% chance, according to one website, of making the playoffs? They have to go 14-4 or something, I think. That's what they estimate.
I wish you didn't tell me that. Here's my approach to it right now. My head was, you know what? They're going through some tough times, but if they really dig in, they can make it to the playoffs. I didn't know. See, you're coming at me with the math, man.
Yep, the math. Yeah. That and Kessler injury?
23% chance. They have to go 14-4.
Yeah, and they have Kessler injured now. And who knows how good Shea Patrick's in.
And Daniel's never going to be the same player again.
No, he can't shoot anymore.
Rebuild!
Yeah, so I don't know. Let's it seems like a rebuild. Rebuild party.
Champions under construction. Oh, wait, no, they've never won anything before. Oh, no.
It's going to be a grim room. It's going to be fun doing a job in there.
Are you going to go this week?
Yeah.
We have Wednesday and Friday?
Yeah.
St. Louis and...
We got to go Eddie Laffer for reneging on his bet.
Oh, let's talk about this. let's get right into this. Former guest of the show, friend of the show.
Yeah.
One Mr. Edward R. Lack.
Edward Lackforth.
Edward Lackforth. made a bet with us. Yep. Why don't you explain to the people?
So if people remember from earlier shows, we did fantasy football this year in Eddie Lack's
and league. We did it well.
And the bet was that if he finished higher than us, we were going to wear Swedish Olympic jerseys during the Olympics. And if we finished higher than him, he would wear a Roberto Luongo Team Canada jersey during the Olympics. And, of course, we finished ahead of him. We destroyed now,
him. There were little extra caveats to it. Like, you know, he would only have to wear it the one time. And
yeah, we were nice.
And we were going to wear Sweden jerseys fucking every day.
Yeah, like, we're going to go all out. We understand, like, he's more high profile, so he's not going to be wearing that all the time. Fine. Yeah. But he didn't wear it once.
Hanging out with his girlfriend.
Yeah. I have to wear it. I'm sorry. But
take it off. Yeah. I'm sorry. I made a bet, and I'm a man of my word.
We won, and so we kept waiting, and I even sent him a couple texts, you know, about a week in the Olympics. Hey, man, like, where's the Team Canada jersey? And he sent me a text that said, never doubt me again, winky face, which to me sounds like he had it already. He's like, okay. I assumed he had bought it. Like, okay, he just sent me, don't doubt
and
me,
and he's planning something.
Yeah, he's planning something cool. Okay, winky face, don't doubt me again. We waited. I kept waiting. I didn't want to bug him. You don't want to be that guy that keeps bugging. But we waited. We gave him a space, you know. And then gold medal game comes. And Eddie Lack's
perfect time to do it.
Yeah, but brilliant. You know, they're wearing Team Canada jersey against his hometown team. And what happens? No, nothing. I ask him about it. And he then, he tells me he's not going to do it anymore. He reneges. And he offers instead to take us out to a dinner. Which... is nice.
And then he's going to renege. It's going to be a lunch.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Then he's going to send us a microwavable burrito. And then it just gets downwards from there.
Got you guys some Uncle Ben's Bistro Express.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
You have to heat it yourself.
Yeah.
But not here. Go home and do it. Wow. So yeah, he reneged on it. And you know what? I didn't expect that from him. I really didn't. He, it hurts. You know, it hurts. I expect it from, you know, maybe a Finnish person, but not a Swede. You know, I thought Swedes were upstanding people. So... Eddie Lack, for shame.
Why? It was what you're. I think I know what you're trying to say here. Are you saying that Sweden lost the gold medal game because Eddie Lack was reneging on that bet and had no intention of following through? Are you saying the hockey gods? Eddie Lack did this to Sweden.
I think it's pretty obvious that that's exactly what happened. I think he brought it himself. So Eddie Lack shamed not only himself but his country.
Wow.
And that's. I mean, that's tough. But that's
you heard it here first.
Yeah.
And probably that's the only place you're going to hear it.
Yes.
And you were saying Farhan Lalji had a bet with him as well.
Well, I don't know if Farhan had a bet with him, but Farhan brought it up. He found out it was a little longer duration, and he said Eddie Lack made a bet with a friend that if Sweden lost the gold medal game, Eddie Lack would get his ear pierced. And I hear now that Eddie Lack's trying to get out of that bet as well. So I'm pretty sure, Eddie Lack, you've got a betting problem. He's got an addiction.
Yep.
And the thing is, it's fine to have an addiction, but you got to fall through in your bets.
That's right.
Like, this is bad mojo. Like, that's two bets he's trying to get out of now. How many people Eddie are
Lack,
eating his dinner?
I'll say right now, he is lucky that we're not bookies.
Yeah, break his legs. Go to the blog. Right. Hey, Eddie, where's the money, man? Where's the jersey,
where's
man?
Where's the money, bitch? Where's the money? Better have my money, man.
But, like, now I picture, like, he'll take us all, like, you know, Uncle Willie's. It'll be, like, 30 of the people he bet with. I'll get him dinner.
And it's going to be, like, all the bets over the last couple months he's reneged on.
He bet me I could beat him in a foot race. Like, what's going to be? Come on, Eddie. Like, that's what I think is going to happen. Like, I don't understand. You know, we had a hot dog eating contest.
Thank you all for coming tonight. Really sorry, but hey, dinner for everybody, right? So, you know, let's eat.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah, I have to go. I'm only paying for half of you, so share plates if you could. So, Eddie, not cool. We'll try and talk about it, you know, when we can, but it's just, it hurts. I mean,
it does hurt. We trusted him. We believed in him.
We bought the man souvlaki.
We did.
That's all I'm saying. We're going to order the large
souvlaki. Worked up. Yeah. I'm more worked up about that than I have the 23% chance.
The Canucks are going to make out.
Oh, man. What if we're not able to do any PSAs? Playoff service announcements this year.
PSA is about, like, not being in the playoffs.
That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, boom, that's it. That's what you do.
Things that you, like, you would normally would have been doing, but can't now.
Yeah.
Don't grow that beard.
Or just, or, like, latch it onto something else. Like, get really into, like, spring training and baseball.
Yeah.
Get really into the Grapefruit League.
Watch out, because that playoff beard, if you don't make the playoffs, that turns into a depression beard. It gets really big.
It's hard to tell what a playoff beard and depression beard.
It's really close to each
other. Yeah, they're very close to each other.
There are more tears than depression beard.
Oh, man. We'll get to quitters sooner rather than later. I mean, the Olympics are over. There's no real Canuck stuff to talk about. So probably more time to quitters. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Quiz time number two.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
What?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
You know what this quiz is, my friend? Lost World.
I hate the Lost World. Oh, this is going to be bad.
This is exciting. I looked for this all day, and I was so excited I found it.
Oh, man. I should have seen this coming and studied.
I know. I kept hoping you didn't see the tab at the top that says Site B, the Lost World dress.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Are you ready, sir?
Whatever.
How many don't know? Okay.
I might be better at Jurassic Park 3 trivia than I am at Jurassic Park 2.
Next week.
No, you're throwing me a curveball. I'm going to come in and you'll like, it'll be like fucking Footloose trivia.
Exactly. The new Footloose trivia.
I like the new Footloose.
Well, you know what? Have you seen his... Okay, maybe. Maybe. I don't know how many times you've seen something. After Fast and the Furious, anything's possible.
I normally have like a 5-time limit.
5-time limit.
If I really, really, really like someone. I'll see most things. If I enjoy it, I'll see it twice. I just want to mention that I fucking hate Jurassic Park 2.
It's terrible. Oh, but we're going to test you on it anyways. First one should be more of an easy one. You nailed it. What is the name of the island of which the movie takes place?
Site B.
Isla Sorna. Isla Nublar. Isla Muerto Cinco. Isla Lugar. Isla Chocha.
I still think Isla Sorna was the one from the third movie. Because William H. Macy hires Dr. Grant to help him find his son. He's like, you've been on the island before. And he's like, no, you idiot. That was Isla Nublar. This is Isla Sorna. That was Isla Nublar. So I don't think those are any of the options. What are the other three?
Isla Muerto Cinco, Isla Lugar, Isla Chocha.
Oh, Jesus. This is going to be embarrassing, right? I'm going to go with Isla... Fuck.
Isla Fuck is not an answer.
Isla Lugar.
And it's locked in. No going back.
Fine.
I don't care. I don't care if Jen hates my style.
No, this isn't like a thing where like, oh, it could be this. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Just saying, Jen, accept it. I'm a good host sometimes. What is the name of the dinosaur?
Compies.
Oh.
Or Compisophagus. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Ian Malcolm says John Hammond has turned into a capitalist into what in just 4 years? You've got to read that sentence as Dr. Ian Malcolm first.
Okay.
Okay.
Read the question sentence?
Yeah, the question, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Ian Malcolm says John Hammond has turned into a capitalist into what in just 4 years?
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it. All right, so what's the answer?
Capitalist to... It's not communist. It's not dino.
I have to read them out because people aren't like, looking at this. Yeah. That's weird. That's terrible radio.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
First one, conservationist. Two, naturalist. Three, communist. 4, humanist. 5, dinoist.
It's either conservationist or naturalist, I think, because he's losing control of his company. Fuck. I'm going to go with, what was the first one?
Conservationist?
Yeah, sure, go with that. Oh, this is fucking...
It's You're like, visibly upset about this.
You hear the hatred of my movie growing, of this movie growing, because I hate it because of this quiz. It's going to be very embarrassing.
Steven Spielberg directed The Lost World of Jurassic Park. True or false?
I'm going to say true because Joe Johnston, I think, directed the third one. I'm going to say true. Okay. Spielberg came back for this one, which is why I was so surprised. It was a piece of shit.
Roland Tembo tells Peter Ludlow that he can keep the fee roll in charge of him as long as he gets to do what?
It's the kill a...
Gets to hunt the female T-Rex.
Okay.
Gets to hunt the male T-Rex. Gets to hunt a pack of raptors. Gets to hunt a flock of pteranodons. Gets to hunt a herd of triceratops. Who would hunt triceratops? An animal. That's who.
Triceratops are bitches.
They're awesome.
Stegosaurus.
Oh, Stegosaurus.
Oh, yeah, so Jurassic Park 1. Oh, I'm a triceratops. I ate some berries and I'm passed out.
They poisoned him. You know why? They had to take him
that was
that
the
way.
One thing this movie had going for it. It gave you Stegosaurus right out of the gate as soon as they land on the island.
Got you all excited for the movie? They turned out to be shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's obviously it's Hunt the T-Rex. Fuck, but they separated the gender, and that's gonna screw me. I knew it was the he wanted to hunt the T-Rex, but now I don't know if it was the male or female. Hunt the
female. The look in your face. I wish I could capture it.
The male T-Rex. God, I hate this.
Locked in. What is the name Eddie Carr gives the cage that is used to lift people up into the trees? Was it the A, hide and seek?
Nope.
B, high hide. Three.
Hide high.
Hide high.
Thank you. I couldn't read it, apparently. Four, the hider. Five, hide and cage.
I think it's the high hide.
High hide. Locked
in. I hate this movie!
Dr. Sarah Harding is trying to prove what exactly by observing dinosaurs on Site B? A, dinosaurs are nurturing parents. B, herbivores in terms of dinosaurs are vicious creatures. C, carnivores in terms of dinosaurs are nurturing parents. D, Jurassic Park could function as a park. E, carnivores are rogue parents.
That's several of those are quite similar.
Mm-hmm,
they are. I'm going to say that... because there are several... The nurturing parents one, that's what I'm going with. Because she was super into that... she's with the little baby dinosaurs all the time. And the baby T-Rex.
So you want to be all dinosaurs or carnivores?
All dinosaurs.
All right. All right. Question 8. Kelly Malcolm got cut from what sports
gymnastics
team? Yep, everyone knows that one. That's a nice
killed
one.
A raptor because it just happened to be uneven bars right in the... Stupid.
It was in the shot. It was terrible. You could see the bars.
Stupid.
What brand of cars were the two SUVs that Eddie Carr had brought to the island? Were they Ford, Dodge, Hummer, Mercedes, Nissan?
It's either Ford or Dodge. I'm going to go with... fuck.
Can't have them both. You got to pick one.
I know.
All right, pick one.
All right.
God damn it.
Dodge.
God. Final answer.
Yeah.
Roland Tembo mentions that Nick Van Owen is a member of what organization?
Greenpeace?
Earth First.
Sorry.
Planet Watch. Greenpeace. InGen. Biosim.
Greenpeace.
Greenpeace. How many inches thick does Robert Burke say the... That dinosaur skull is. How do you pronounce that?
Pachycephalosaurus.
Nicely done. I don't even spell it, bro.
Dinosaurologist.
Yeah, you're a dinoist. 7, 7.5, 8, 9, or 10. How many inches thick is that skull?
Dude, it's obviously 8.
I like it. Go with Foxy. See, nail it. You'll
maybe
call
it if him. I say it with conviction, it'll help me be right.
Why does Roland Tembo have to resort to using tranks to take down the T-Rex? A, he has a change of heart. B, InGen orders him not to kill whatsoever. C, Nick Van Owen tampered with his double-barreled rifle shells. D, he lost his double-barrel rifle. E, he doesn't use tranks.
Nick Van Owen messed with that guy's gun.
Boom. What city does the movie's conclusion
San Diego.
What is the name of Roland Tembo's bosom buddy who waits for the T-Rex parents to return to the nest? Is it Raja, AJ, Pardeep, Ramin, Neural?
No, when you said the question, I'm like, oh, I know this.
Yeah.
But then the answer is just kind of like, oh, maybe I don't. I
thought his name was Steve.
I'm going to say AJ was one of them, right?
Yep.
It's either AJ or Raja. I'm going to go with AJ.
All right, locked in. Who was the last person to be killed in The Lost World, Jurassic Park? Is it Roland Tembo, Dieter Stark, Eddie Carr, Peter Ludlow, Dr. Robert Burke?
Well, so Roland Tembo didn't die. It's either Stark... Eddie Carr was the first to die, if I'm not mistaken. It's either Peter Ludlow or Dieter Stark. I think it was Peter Ludlow.
Are Lex and Tim in The Lost World?
Yes, they are. They have a brief cameo at the beginning.
Yes.
Grandpa! Shut up.
Number 17, how is this man killed? It's a picture of the creepy guy.
That's Peter Stormare.
There you go.
Stormare was
he eaten by raptors, eaten by T-Rex, eaten by compies, eaten by baby T-Rex, stomped by T-Rex.
I think he was eaten by... Ooh. I think he was eaten by compies because he was taking a piss and he saw one and he used his little taser on it. And then I'm pretty sure he was eaten by compies. Stressed out.
You know what? Not bad. 65%.
That's
good.
I'm
that's victory.
About that. I'm pretty fired up about that.
Question one that you got wrong. It was Isla Sorna it took place on. That island gets you every time.
Wait, what?
Every time this gets you.
What?
Remember the remains of... of
did,
in the, in
did
the third
two
movie.
And three happen
same
on
island
sort of?
Yeah,
okay,
remember because they went in, there's the remains of the car that they were hiding, the Ford they were hiding or whatever,
right?
And they saw that there, that was the same
the
one.
Remains of the Ford or the Dodge.
I will find out.
Right. Okay.
He was a naturalist. It was close. You had it down to those two.
Yep.
The other ones you got wrong. They had to specify to carnivores are nurturing
plants. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
So it was just dinosaurs and carnivores. Yeah.
Again, it was a 50-50 show.
It was Mercedes. We were both wrong.
Was it Mercedes?
Shit, yeah, Mercedes.
Oh, shit. Why are you taking Mercedes to Dinosaur Island?
Fancy.
Shit's expensive.
He was with Earth First. I guess they couldn't use the Greenpeace name.
That's probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably it. And it was so close to 8, it was 9 inches. And then, yeah, everything else, he nailed it the rest of the way.
Shit.
Yeah, pretty good, though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Considering it's a movie you don't like, you feel good now.
And I've probably seen it, like, I'd say maybe I've seen Jurassic Park 2 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll be doing, like, I'm going to watch the trilogy. And I'll finish the first one. I really don't feel like continuing this, but I said I'd watch the trilogy, so I'm going to. And sometimes, like, I got a touch of cinemasochism where I just like watching stuff that I hate.
Yeah.
Okay, just get fired up like Batman and Robin. Oh, man. Whew.
Yeah, that was good. What was that? That's bulky stuff.
Yeah. Okay, Quitter, anything else you want? You got a Jurassic Park 3 quiz?
No, we'll wait for that one.
I'm not going to study. You know what?
Yeah, do it. Let's do it next week.
All right, we'll do it next week, and yeah. I swear to you here that I will not watch it.
Yep.
And I will not research it.
I trust you.
Yeah.
I bet you there'll be that many quiz. I'll make my own, but I'll make it like totally math stuff.
And I'm not going to say, or I'm going to go with Ela Sorna.
That won't be a question.
Spoken Islands. You good for Quitter?
Let's do some Quitter.
All right. You don't want to go down on anybody?
Hold on. Let me think about that, because I do like going down on people.
Well, I'm
going
to play the song.
Okay, play the song. Good. Give me some time. Cut out the good part. No, I actually was talking about it earlier, and I forgot that I was going to do that. I blew my wad there early, going down on him. Peter Forsberg, I just didn't like what he did before the game. There's no reason to do that. You're an ex-player. You're like, supposed to be, what's that word? Not admin. Jesus, I can't think today.
Ambassador.
Ambassador. There we go. You're nailing everything tonight.
Yeah.
It's teamwork.
Dude, I'm riding high. I got 65% of that quiz, and the questions I got wrong, I at least got them down to like,
yep.
I mean, that 8 inches, 9 inches thing, that's whatever. That's just a shot in the dark. Yeah. But I at least got them down to like a 50-50 and got the wrong one.
Yeah. I just didn't like, yeah, Futures Forward, like, that's something you don't, like, what's the point of doing that? There's no need for that game. Like,
It's not like he's even, like, trying to get his name out in the news. Like, he's just talking shit.
Yeah, I think you feel like he was drunk. High in allergy meds again, and just, you know, it's no need for that, so.
Do you take umbrage with it?
I do take umbrage with it. There we go. Take umbrage with Forsberg. Yeah. I also take umbrage with Eddie Lack. That's right. I won't double for Eddie Lack. There we go. I feel good with that. You don't like it, tough shit! Thank you.
There you go. You lost a bet. If you don't like it, tough shit.
Give me one random one for Eddie Lack.
All right,
I hope it's something good. This is what you deserve. You know what, Eddie? This is what I think of you. I want something better.
Okay.
Give me one more. So
I don't even know what that was.
Hadouken! All right, there we go. Hadouken to you, Eddie Lack.
Hadouken to you, and an Oryuken as well from me.
Hadouken! See, I calm down.
Yep. All right, let me just get my favorites out here.
Quitters. Bunch of quitters.
We also have an Anna theme song.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Hey, are we ever going to get Stephanie Pagani in this? We got to vote, man. It's just a lot of things have been happening. My advisors have been... I've been watching House of Cards, trying to figure out what approach I should take to this.
I haven't seen House of Cards yet.
It's one of these shows that I don't like watching, but I have to watch it, because I'm just like, what's going to happen? Like, I watch it, and I never feel good about it, but I watch it anyways.
I did watch 5 episodes of True Detective in, like, a day last week when I came out here and then went back home, and then just to avoid spoilers.
Should I keep watching it? I've watched 2 episodes, and it's very slow so far.
It stays that way. I mean, there are some kind of revelations. Like, it's a good show, but, like, you know...
People
changing
like,
the world.
People were like, you know, it's Breaking Bad. And I was like, oh, I think they overhyped it for me, unfortunately. So I'm like, oh, man.
That's what's going to happen. The second anything comes out that's even, like, remotely different or somewhat special, people are just going to latch on. Oh, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Want to talk about Liam Neeson while I try and find my favorites?
The Liam Neeson movie? The airplane movie?
Kevin Costner should be
that's doing. Bullshit. Well, what? You reverse it. Kevin Costner shouldn't be doing that
one. I know. Kevin Costner.
Was it called again?
Three Days to Kill.
3 Days to Kill. I love Jason Statham. I'll watch any movies in because he makes the same movie every
time. I've said it before. He is the number one actor as far as understanding what his audience wants to see and giving it to them.
Exactly.
Was that movie Safe?
Yeah.
Safe was awesome.
Yep. He just does it. And so,
ironically, it was also very safe of a movie to do.
Yeah. I mean, he knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah.
He's not going out of his element there. So the movie, the Kevin Costner movie, if you're going to go with an older guy, like you said, go with Liam Neeson because that's his role.
Yeah. He's like older, badass action hero. Yep. Thing. Like he's got that.
Just, like
he's
taken that. I can still think of it.
And the grays of it. He's carved out that niche. It's his. Fuck off, Kevin Costner.
Yeah. The postman is not going to pull it out, right? Like that's bullshit. And if it's not going to be, if you can get away with getting a younger guy, Jason Statham, because that movie trailer looks like a Jason Statham movie. Like, it's the Transporter 4, in my opinion. It's bullshit. I'm not pleased. Kevin Costner, go to hell.
Pretty intense. I can't get my favorites on my Hootsuite. I don't know where to find them.
Well, find it on your phone.
I'll do it on my phone.
We can talk about Dead Rising 3 and your joy of that.
No, we did it last time.
Did we? We can get into it again.
It was fun. I did enjoy it. Okay, we got to go out of here. So many Jurassic Park questions.
I asked for that specifically.
You asked specifically for Jurassic
Park theme, yeah.
I was getting these on my phone today. I'm like, what the fuck is everyone asking about Jurassic Park for?
It's the movie everyone loves, bro. Should have made Lost World questions.
Oh, man.
What was your favorite scene in Lost World 2?
Oh, the gymnastics scene, of course.
The fact they're on the same island in 2 and 3 really blew me away.
If a T-Rex had Ryan Walker at Avalanche,
show
favorite for life.
Yep.
If a T-Rex had a pair of T-Rex grabbers, would it be an unstoppable force of terror?
T-Rex grabbers?
Like little arm grabbers.
Little claw
things? Yeah, little claw things.
How would it even hold those, though?
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to work.
No.
It'd be dangling in front of him. It'd be embarrassing for him. That's demeaning.
Yeah, because now he has the means to reach stuff, but he's still unable to do it.
Yeah.
And he can't even blame them on the short arms this time. No. It's
No, I don't like that. It's mean to him. Don't do it.
Ender, at Ender N, if Torts could have a do-over for the Calgary game, which Jurassic Park dino would he start over Lane? Ender.
You're better than that, Ender.
Come on, Ender.
You can do better. I know we asked for nicer questions, but you're better than that. We're going to let you think about it. Come back to us next week.
Yeah.
Get a better one than that.
That's right. Stephanie Pagani. At Pagnificent.
Can we do show favorite?
Show favorite? We're saying the words now.
It's just not. It's a question mark in there.
She's obviously like all you. Come on.
I don't know. I'm still torn. I'm still torn. I don't know.
She asks, 1 month until Game of Thrones, which house would you prefer to be in?
I mean, Starks is not great unless you're Jon, right? Like, that's...
And he's not even a Stark. He's a bastard of Stark.
He's still a Stark.
Okay.
Okay, let's not get into this right now. Let's do it offline.
We fight about this all the time.
Yeah, this is like road trip stuff here. So let's just, you know... which house would I want to be? Can I just be from the Brother of the Assassin, like the Faceless Man? I want to be the Faceless Man. Like, you know, that's where I'd be.
Oh, from the books?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be the Faceless Man. I'd be with, you know, Jacqueline. Hagar, be hanging with that dude.
Jack and Hagar?
Yeah, that's what I'd be cool. doing. Yeah, fuck the houses. The gates you know are good. They're all going to die.
How's Tyrell? Apparently it's really nice there. They got a lot of cool stuff. Everyone doesn't hate them like they hate the Lannisters.
Yeah, Lannisters
don't it's, there. It's all the benefit of being a Lannister. You're rich, everything looks awesome. A lot of good flowers and such. And you just get to deflect all that hate onto, oh yeah, we might be bad, but the Lannisters are dicks.
It's the Canada-US thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Pretty place, you know, US gets all the hate.
I'm really psyched for the Red Viper
this
season. Oberyn Martell. That's going to be that's some good stuff coming. You've read all the books?
Yep. The books get less and less structured as it goes. You got to see him, like, losing it, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
What do I do here? But, yeah, it's there is still some interesting storylines that come up.
Yeah. Ender at Ender N.
Better be better.
No, we'll go this one. Okay. Why were Velociraptors so big in the movie? Aren't they supposed to be small like turkeys? Hashtag science 8.
Now imagine that turkey comes up to you with this close, that speech he gives.
With this retractable, that's like a 6-foot turkey.
Yeah.
Comes up to you and spills your innards and you're still alive when they start to eat you.
Yeah, the point is, yeah. So, that's the thing, Ender. You're still alive when they start to eat you.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. Cole Robinson at Cole Nuck. No question. Let's just discuss how big a douchebag Jeff Goldblum is.
I used to hate him, but now I love him just because he's so such a character of himself. Like he's, I don't know. It's almost like he's doing an impersonation of himself now, and it's weird.
Yeah, like, I see that.
It's a weird guy. Like he has. There's that I don't know Family Guy clip where they're doing like Jeff Goldblum crackers. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Where like it's him, but it's like Jeff with a bunch of crackers, and he's like him talking, and someone's eating them, and he's like talking while he's being eaten. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen, and it's just, yeah, like even the Community thing, like you're Jeff Goldbluming. I think he's enough of pop culture fun now that I accept him.
Yeah. I in terms of Jurassic Park, the movie,
two, whatever
I didn't appreciate how he was just driving super hard to the hoop on Ellie.
Yeah.
But obviously she's great, and he's trying to have sex with her all movie.
He's always looking for a future Mrs.
A future ex-Mrs. Yeah, Malcolm.
Exactly. Yeah. He's true to his character in that sense.
Hosehead at No Way A. This just came in.
Okay.
But I saw the name. I'm like, oh, Hosehead. He brings the good stuff. Brings the heat. There's a lot of Mary Fuck Kill. I think we said last week, we should start bringing that back.
And everyone
brought it back. Mary Fuck Kill, Dowdy, Perry, Taze.
We did it for the, we did the man version.
It's Hang Out With.
Yep.
What was the man version? It was...
So Hang Out For One Night, and then there was Best Friend.
Best Friend.
Yeah.
And then Punch in the Face.
Yeah. That's easier for me to do.
Yeah, okay.
What are the names again?
Dowdy, Perry, Taze.
I gotta punch Perry in the face.
All right, punch Perry in the face.
The biggest, gotta do it.
Yep.
I'm gonna be Best Friend in
Taze. I'm gonna Best Friend Taze, too.
Oh, easy. Like, yeah. That guy, like... You know, you got a problem in life, he'll take it seriously. He'll sit down and talk it out with you. Like, that guy, you could trust him, rely on him. Like, just because he beats our team,
yeah,
doesn't mean he's a dick.
Yeah, he seems like an honorable fella.
Yeah, he'd watch over your house and wouldn't steal anything. That's a good guy.
So that means you're going to hang out with one night with Drew Dowdy.
You know what? He'd probably be, like, you know, a fun guy to watch what he does. Like, he'd party like an animal.
I am going to punch Dowdy in the face.
He's going to dive and sell it, and you'll get, like, arrested.
Oh, I don't care. And then I'm going to hang out for one night with Corey Perry, because you know what? Like, he's got the hockey player mystique about him. But he also looks like, you know, what's her name? Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
Or Tilda Swinton.
Yep.
He looks gross. So I'm going to get all that, like, I'm going to be the more attractive of the two of us.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I'm going to say it right now. I think I'm more attractive than Corey Perry. So that's why I'll hang out with him for one night.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm glad Taves is our best friend now.
Yeah,
we should let him know.
Yeah.
So, hey, Taves.
When's Chicago coming back?
We were talking, and you're our best friend now.
Justin, at Justin_Raza. In Ocean's 11, how do they get the hooker flyers into the vault, then into the van?
So now, your memory of movies is way better than mine, so do explain this, because I don't quite remember.
Okay, so they... Spoilers for Ocean's 11, by the way.
Someone's just watching it right now on Netflix. Guys, what the fuck?
Statute of limitations, about 13 years, it's run out. Because their whole thing is that they show up as the SWAT team.
Yeah.
And then they take out all the cash.
Yeah.
And then when they blow the bags, it's the hooker flyers.
Yeah.
But, it's listed as on IMDb as, like, one of the plot holes where it's, like, it's physically impossible for them to carry out that much money in those bags, like, their final take.
Yeah.
Can't do it. And also, like, the hooker flyers wind up in, like, the back of a van that they had no time to put in. They didn't have put in bags. I can't get super into it right now, but, you know, yeah, it is something that's impossible. And it's a gaping plot hole with no solution. But you know what? You don't care because the movie's awesome. I think this fella also asked us about the Jurassic Park, the T-Rex pen.
Yeah.
Where the Jeep goes over and all of a sudden they're rappelling down a crevasse.
Yeah.
But moments before, the T-Rex was just stomping around there.
That confused the hell out of me as a kid. I did not understand that. I was like, are they somewhere different? I didn't realize it was supposed to be
the same. No, it's the same thing. And guess what? It doesn't fucking matter.
Magic.
The movie's awesome. Magic. That's a testament of a good movie when something can happen like that and you just let it go.
You know what my answer to any time I have a question in the movie that I like is? The answer is hoverboards.
Okay.
It's always hoverboards. T-Rex, hoverboards. Money, hoverboards. Floated in there.
Yep.
Simple it is.
Fair enough.
All right.
Magic. They use the Force.
Yeah,
Force. That's the super nerdy version of hoverboards.
There you go.
Liz Moffitt. At Liz Moffitt. Two-parter, I guess.
Oh, shit.
How would biologically correct feathered dinos have altered the movie? Two, one tool to defeat a raptor. Pick. Biologically correct dinosaurs would have made things, you know, kind of shitty. If they had, like, the real raptors out there with the little feathers and they're, like, turkeys.
They would look like giant turkeys. It would have ruined that speech.
Oh, they're chasing them around the kitchen? I'll just put them in a pot.
Yeah.
Get a boiling water. Get a broth going.
Get a baster.
Baby, you got a stew going.
That would have sucked.
Have one tool to defeat a raptor. Uneven bars don't count.
Oh.
You can't use gymnastics. Sorry, Wyatt.
How about a gun I actually used to shoot instead of not shooting?
Oh, fucking Muldoon.
Muldoon, just had to get the shot. At least take one out with you, like we discussed last week. Take the one out with you.
My one tool to defeat a raptor? Human shield.
Human shield. That's disgustingly evil.
Shove them and then haul ass.
So there you go. He would shove you, Liz Moffitt, in front of the raptor and take off.
Sorry, Liz.
It's real ass. It's real. It's real.
That's
real
Jurassic Park justice. Go survive.
Real talk. He'd jump in the crevasse. He'd get out of
there. There's this line in the third one. And I hope you don't just omit this from a quiz just because I know the line. But the kid gets like T-Rex pee.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Grant asks him, like, how'd you get that pee? He's like, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think it's really all that confusing. You stood under a P-Rex, T-Rex dick.
A P-Rex. Well done.
Thank you. You stood under a T-Rex.
I call it the P-Rex.
The P-Rex, yeah. With a jar, and then that was that.
Well, speaking of weird things, just a total random aside, I got shoes this weekend, and the shoe salesman, when he handed me the shoes, told me to kill it, bro. I didn't quite understand what that meant. Kill it, bro, and he walked away. And I was like, what? What am I supposed to do?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he just handed me the box and kill it, bro, and nodded at me like I should know what he's talking about, and he walked
away. And then you paid and went away?
And I got my shoes, I tried them on, and I got them. But, like, that's what he said. He said, kill it, bro. And, like, is that something I don't know.
You should kill someone now.
And just give him stab a customer.
I'm pretty sure he'd be an accomplice. Yeah. I don't have suspenders to rip on, but I may not be a fancy big city lawyer. But I'm pretty sure if he told you to kill it, bro, and then you killed his brother or something, that makes him an accomplice.
Can you actually listen to the podcast right now? Bro. You killed me.
Dude.
That was between us. That was weird. I found that weird. I know what to do. I was like, sure, I guess.
Trevor Knapp at Trevor Knapp 16. When is the next Rumble? And any chance that former NHL legend Anson Carter can make an appearance to make an entrance to Hot in here?
Anson Carter will never be in a Rumble.
Yep.
Fuck that guy who wants too much money. Says he made the Twins that year. Screw that.
Yeah.
We're working on the Rumble. The Rumble will come. It's just an extensive process, so it's not something we can rush. And for us to make it good, we've got to take our time and make sure it actually is got the story that we want to make it worth it. Because we're not going to put out a shitty product just because it's like an hour or whatever, right? We're not going to waste your time with it. So
no. We're working. And the next thing we'll be working on is figuring out what we're going to do for the deadline day.
Yeah, deadline day.
Next Wednesday?
I just got off from work. Next Sweet. Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right so on. So, yeah, that's the next project. Then maybe a couple other things. Maybe a reflective documentary on the 94 run.
That's a lot of crying. But, well, yeah, they're back in town. That's right.
Yep.
And that Lafayette's actually going to be here.
Are you serious?
He's actually going to be here. That's crazy to me. Like, what's going to happen?
Hey, kill it, bro.
Kill it, bro. Lafayette just stares at me.
Brandon at Code Canuck doesn't have a question. Just said, this will be known as the Lobcast Jurassic Canucks edition. You know what? Like, over the with the Canucks don't make the playoffs, we're really blowing our wad on Jurassic Park talk now.
Yep. Can you imagine the trivia questions we have to drill down into at that point? How many door handles were on the leftover car in the part of the... Oh, man.
Oh, man.
How do you spell Isla Sorna?
And I spell it Isla Nublar, because I'm dumb. It was Sean Wan, LOBNHL, who said, how silly is it to see the T-Rex over the fence and the Jeep goes like a 300-foot drop?
Yeah, no.
So he's the one who pointed that out.
Yeah, we discussed that.
Ryan Croaks at Crazy Croaks. Who's the front runners for your A's for Lob Up 2?
Now, Lob Up 2, that's where we have the Lob NHL League, which I run for the Xbox NHL 14 League. We're having a Lob Up where we all just kind of get together, and this year we're doing a ball hockey challenge. So we're going to the old Stardust Arena in Surrey.
Yeah, backwards skate.
Yeah, so we're going to do that, and you're invited, cordially invited to take part. Yes,
I will be there.
Yeah, and we're going to do a bit of... So who my A's going to be? Well, you know what? One of them's going to be you, big guy. You're going to always... Yeah, Lob Brothers for life.
So yes.
You're one and the other one. I don't know yet. I'm trying to look through some videos, do some scouting, and then I'll decide.
Tell me what you... Tell the folks what you asked me earlier today.
I hesitantly asked, are you actually good at hockey? Because we haven't played hockey. Out of all things we do, we haven't
That's
played
true.
Hockey.
That's true. We've known each other for several years now, and we've never played hockey or seen each other play hockey.
Yeah, so we both could be just terrible and not know what we're doing.
It's like lame dancing.
Yeah, exactly. We're out there. What are you doing?
But I like to play hockey. if it was ice or whatever, ice I'd actually still be okay. But no, ball hockey, it's, you know, it's basketball footwork with hockey sensibilities. So I can't guarantee I'm going to score any goals.
You said you'd shut people down though. So
that's what I do.
Yep.
That's what I do. I got plenty left in the tank.
The Bowman Hall of Pain.
That's right. Scott, LOBSJS at Browsbean. If you had to go through Jurassic Park with three Canucks, no David Booth, that's cheating.
Oh, who would they be? He knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Knowing you use human shields, I don't know who you're going to pick. I'm going to go with... I think I just want to hear what... you know what? I want Eddie Lack because he needs beaten by a dinosaur for screwing over us on our bet.
Yep.
So he'd be the human shield for me. Hey, Eddie, what's that? Shove. I need a lawyer to get eaten, so that's going to be Gillis. He's going to
get eaten. Yeah, the lawyer on the toilet is Gillis.
Yep. And then one more for actual survival. Sistito. He's going to punch you. Hobo. Punch you.
You know what? I'm going to waive my two Canucks slots.
Ooh.
I'm only going to go with one because there's only one guy I need.
Yep.
And that is Alex Edler. He is an expert survivalist. He is strong. He is fast. He is cunning.
Yep.
And yeah, that's the only person I want with me.
He does the job of three men.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
So if any NHL owners are listening, any GMs, we know a couple of you listen.
Steve Eisman scrambles to the radio, the phone. I gotta get this guy.
He's the only guy this dude would take through Jurassic Park. That's crazy.
You understand? He turned down two other guys and just took Edler.
We need him.
Do you understand? Dinosaurs kill people.
Chris Golden at Lightforce. Which Canuck, past or present, gets offed on the can? And who plays Muldoon?
Oh, I want to give Gillis the can.
Yep.
He'd be sleepy. He'd sleep it in there.
So who plays Muldoon?
Muldoon, the guy who doesn't get the shot off. Oh, Jesus. Edler.
Okay, fair enough.
Doesn't get a shot off in time. Actually, no, Hamuse. Hamuse is terrible at the point. He's sitting there, Hamuse doesn't get the shot off in time.
Just looking, looking, yeah, looking. And
then he's still, you know, man enough to say clever girl and gets eaten, sadly. Yep. Who'd you pick? I want to know who would you pick for Muldoon?
My Muldoon, the Hamuse is good, but I'm going to try and shake it up just to be different.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd take Kevin Bieksa. Because, you know, Bieksa's badass. You look at him and go, oh, shit, that guy's awesome. And you sit and you wait for him to do something awesome, and it just doesn't come.
Shoot her.
That's shoot her.
Yeah.
Joffrey, shoot her. I was really hoping that would be a question of the quiz last week. What was the name of the gatekeeper that gets eaten by the raptor? No. Because it was Joffrey.
I got to avoid it because you get those weird name ones, and I hate that. That's like your
ball. But I don't math, bro.
I know, but the weird, like, weird names you always kill me on. And you pretend you don't know. I don't know. Joffrey. Was it Joffrey?
Yeah. Hockey West at Hockey West. Is the Cena injury on Raw legit? Who will headline WrestleMania?
Orton and Batista are going to headline WrestleMania, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
I think Cena hurt his... Like, they showed him hurting his knee. They always do that. He always pretends to hurt his leg. He's not hurt.
Yeah, no, he's not hurt.
If not,
this guy can come back from ripping a pec off a bone in, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got... What was the last one? It was like he was supposed to be out for, like, a year.
Yeah.
And then he came back 3 months later and won the belt. Like, yeah, no, that guy's a freak of nature. He's not hurt.
He's not hurt at all. If he is, he'll still fight through it. It looks like it's going to be Orton Batista, which is crazy to me. So I know not all of you wrestling fans.
Also, we're going to get the joy and pleasure to see an athlete, maybe not the peak of his physical performance, but you know, a little bit past his prime athlete, Brock Lesnar, freak of nature.
Yep.
Probably the most impressive athlete I've seen in anything ever.
Yep.
Get beaten by a 54-year-old man. And The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, the streak, which is going to win, and that's brutal. Like we discussed earlier, there's a certain, like, obviously wrestling, we all know it's fake.
Yeah.
But you like to get drawn in with a good storyline. Yeah. Like, if you're like a movie, like, you want the believability to be there. Should it be real?
You want good script writing.
Yeah, you want it to make sense.
A good storyline, yeah, exactly.
And so, and wrestling right now is not good enough for us to ignore the Jurassic Park crevice thing. Like, it's kind of in a shithole right now.
Yeah.
And so, for, like, to top off a bad WrestleMania, to have 54-year-old Undertaker come back and just beat prime Brock Lesnar is too much.
No, it's, like, if he was going to fight Sting, Sting's like 52 or 51 or whatever. Yeah, a couple 50-year-old guys out there, for nostalgia's sake, going out and ripping it up.
Yep.
Like, that's a match I can, like, see suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
I can see, you know, it's the T-Rex crevice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a match where I can get past that.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. But no chance.
No.
Could Undertaker beat Brock Lesnar in anything but a being old contest?
That's the thing. Like, we talked about also, like, when Hulk Hogan faced Lesnar past the torch, Lesnar, like, put him in a bear hug and just squeezed him until they had a little spurt of fake blood of his mouth. Like, you know, he squeezed him so hard and he just dropped and beat him. Like, that's what would happen here for real. He would just, you know, destroy him. I can't believe it. It's garbage.
Yeah. Orton Batista.
The crowd hates both of them. It's crazy.
Peter. Well, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just, when is the last time you've ever seen, a main event WrestleMania between, two heels that no one actually like, not good heels.
It's a main event to spite the fans.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? You're going to boo? Fuck you. We're going to do it anyway. I'm sorry. I know, like, you're the only game, and that's the only way they'd get away with that kind of behavior is if they were the only game in town, and they are.
Yeah.
People are going to watch anyway.
Yeah. That's what they can get away with.
Yeah.
This is bad writing. Like, we're writers, and that's
that's
why I like to watch this bad writing.
And we, like, we'll have discussions and just, like, fantasy book in our heads. Like, hey, maybe this would be cool. And every single fantasy booking conversation we have ends with bringing Shane McMahon back.
Yeah. Oh, Shane comes out. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, perfect. That'd be crazy.
Here comes the money.
Yeah. But, it's just like criticizing a TV show or whatever. The writing's bad. The stuff doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And, oh, speaking of that, they're bringing back Heroes.
What?
Heroes Reborn. NBC is bringing back Heroes. For, like, a 13-episode arc or whatever.
That can't be real.
No, that's legit. I read it yesterday.
No, that can't be real.
I read it on the internet. Everything there is true.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
They're bringing back Heroes.
Is it the same characters? Or
I don't think so. I don't know. But, Oh, but don't worry, Wyatt. Tim Kring, the old showrunner for Heroes, he's coming back, too.
The only thing that would make it watchable for
me... The show was a mess.
...would be Siler, because I loved him.
Yeah, he was great.
That was awesome. the minute you introduce time travel, you fuck your show over. Don't do it. Don't do it, because it's stupid. It opens up a lot of questions, and you're not good enough to hold it. Like, barely got through Back to the Future, and I love that movie, but there's still times where I'm like, wait a minute, don't let us think about it.
Yeah, of course.
The only show that I can see, like, that I want, like, a show like 24, that makes sense. Like, they went out, they've been gone, and they're coming back for, like, a 12
episode. For a self-contained thing, and, you know, and people will still be into it.
Because, like, Jack Bauer was Jack Bauer, and we know Jack Bauer's a badass. Let's watch Jack Bauer be a badass. When I see heroes, I'm like, let's go see what kind of clusterfuck heroes they're going to put together. I don't view it in, like, a good light. That's weird. That is really weird.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You've ruined the show.
Peter Wang, at Peter underscore Wang 8.
I love this guy, Wang 8. He didn't get Wang 8. That was a laugh. Yeah. I want Peter Wang 1-7.
His war with Peter Wang 1-7. Okay, Peter Wang 7. Shit. I'm just hands up running around the living room when Peter Wang 8 was available.
I stay under 10.
The Ocho. Hardest course taken at school. Math.
I tried it before. Physics is the one thing that actually confuses me. Like, everything else I can get a handle on. Physics, not only does it confuse me, I just don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. I literally do that. If you shoot a bullet into a brick of wood, how far does it move? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Math. I cheated a lot to get through math. But I was good at that. I was cunning. Yeah. Like, I was clever, and I could figure out how to do it and, like, get away with it. And I wouldn't, like, you know, cheat my way to a fucking B or an A or whatever. I just wanted, like, C minus C. So I can pass and just be done with it, because I had to take math.
Yeah. Can you imagine you cheated and got an A and they put you in, like, advanced math?
It was, you know, me and math was like, it'd be akin to someone who's horrifically out of shape being, like, you know, expecting to be good in, like, in gym class.
Like Undertaker versus Lesnar?
Like Undertaker versus Lesnar. Yeah, but that was exactly it. Yeah, I hated math so much. And once I... Got away from it.
Done.
And, like, I would have, like, tutors and stuff, too, you know, because they would try to get me through. And I couldn't be taught math. Numbers just don't make sense to me. I can't really do that, understand it. So my method to get the tutors and stuff kind of off my back is they would say something to me, and I would say that same sentence back to them as a question, and then go, oh, okay. Like, say, tell me right now, you're my tutor, and then you carry the one, and then solve the problem.
Oi, you carry the one, then solve the problem.
Okay, wait. So you just carry the one. And then solve the problem?
Yeah, let me show you.
Oh, okay. No, I got it. Yeah, that's what I would do. And that'd be my game. So.
Nice.
Oh, God, I hate it. Pagani, Magnificent.
Show favorite.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Show favorite. No, not yet. You said it too. No. Not definitive.
Come on. No. We all know how this
we
is
have to
end.
Vote. It is tied. Deadlocked. My no vote is still very strong.
Marry, fuck, kill. Beyonce, Carrie Underwood, Miley Cyrus.
Carrie Underwood, I don't like country music. I'm a killer. It's pure than musicals.
Wow.
Okay. And I don't like seeing her mug on TV all the time, every time Mike Fisher's playing. And
okay.
We get it. You married him. Congratulations. Get off my TV.
Okay.
Mary. So I guess you don't want to be with Miley forever. That seems horrible. Like, imagine the family reunions with Billy Ray.
Oh,
like,
God.
You see, like, he did a fucking Icky Breaky Heart 2?
With a hip-hop one?
Yeah, that was weird and creepy.
I've not heard it. I don't have it on the soundboard.
Okay.
So.
I would do the one night with her and get tested afterwards. And then I would marry Beyonce as long as Jay-Z's cool with it.
Yeah.
Because
I wouldn't have sex with Beyonce because Jay-Z would fuck me up.
So maybe be okay with me just kind of living
with her. I would marry Beyonce too.
Yep.
I would fornicate with Carrie Underwood. I think she's, you know, she's quite pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miley Cyrus, I would off her.
But then I wouldn't get my night with her, so back off. Let me have my night with her first.
Okay.
And then do it. We've got to time this. Kill it, bro.
I'll drop a wrecking ball on her, bro.
I'm going to drop a wrecking ball on her, too.
Two of them. Boom.
Killed it, bro.
Ugh.
We're disgusted.
Pagani again.
Show favorite? I don't know.
I think this is some physics stuff here. If a ball is thrown up in a moving car, does the ball continue in the direction of the car or stay suspended in the air?
She actually asked a physics question. Show favorite my ass. That is a no for now. You're going to need a lot more pandering than that. This is horrible.
You speak for yourself.
Oh,
not for me.
They did that in Mythbusters. If you go the right speed, it can happen, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I only know because of Mythbusters. I still don't appreciate the question.
At Adam underscore Pine, what is more depressing, the WWE or the Canucks? Well, there is a 23% chance the Canucks will make the playoffs, and the way things are going, there is a 0% chance I will enjoy WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania is me now. For me, it's the Canucks, we cover them, and it's depressing to write about, and
yeah.
I don't see an easy turnaround in their future, so it's like one of those where I'm like, we're in this for like another
couple
years.
Yeah, we got to dig our heels in. It's going to be
it's a rocky ride.
We have to return to prominence. So.
Yeah. WrestleMania is going to suck.
Yep. Jamie at Jansen1231, when is the NHL Rumble coming? Hashtag Cassian for the win. Hashtag fuck Batman.
I figured that'd screw him over. Yep. So. Yep. Thanks for the question, though.
Scott at Browsbean.
Yep.
What would the plot of a Sean Bean sports movie be?
Oh, God. That would be like something. He's gonna have to die. Like, it'd be, yeah, like, he's dying before. Like, Lafayette hits the post and gets killed by like an overzealous fan.
Yeah. Like, or, yeah, Sean Bean stars as that Colombian soccer player who kicked the ball into his own net in 94 and then was gunned down by like child militia.
That's actually like a Colombia, real like, answer, because that would be a good movie for him to do. He just have to be Colombian, which he could do if he's an
actor. Oh, he'd crush it, bro.
Yeah. Kill it, bro.
Kill it. Crush it.
Yeah, I agree.
Jamie at Jansen1231 also asks, I have a Wyatt-like Shea Weber boner for Jonathan Toews after watching him play for Canada. Agree?
Man, I'm just thinking of Shea Weber right now. It's,
Put that up. Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm trying to kill it, bro. I'm trying to. I love Shea Weber. Just like that, when he scores goals, especially like that one where they drop the puck back to him, he just like, what, skated right into it, blew it right away. Like, that's, I love it, man. Like, you know, I always use hyperbole for players. Like, oh, he's got like fire in his hands. And you make hyperbole. He's going to shoot it through the net. Shea Weber shoots a puck
through the net.
Through the net. That's what hyperbole. That's what he does.
That's a thing that happened.
And that's amazing to me. I love it.
That's so a Weber, thing that happened.
And he took Zetterberg's head, slams it into the fucking glass, the boards. That's amazing. That's wrestling shit. He's doing that.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah, right, I love it, man. Weber's, and oh, he's just the best.
Daniel P. at the Philosopher. Show favorite. If Sestito woke up tomorrow as the king of Sweden, what would his official decree be?
What is that from Braveheart? Like the Knight of First, like, Rights, whatever? Yeah.
Prima Nocta?
Yeah.
Prima Nocta, I think it is.
Something like
Prima
that. Nocta? Yeah. That's what he would do.
Yeah. I think his official decree would be all Swedish goaltenders must honor their bets.
Yes. Bullshit. I can't wait to see everyone at the buffet and talk about this. You too. Mom? You bet me.
Jamie at Jansen1231 is just bringing it here.
Yeah.
He's got, we got two from him here. Who is the harder slap shot, Shea Weber or Fulton Reed from the Mighty Ducks movies?
I know people are fans of Mighty Ducks.
You have such dismay.
I know, and it's real.
Such disgust on your face.
I'm not even faking it. Fuck that. Shea Weber would eat him for breakfast.
I agree. Bullshit. I agree.
Shea Weber would just line up the ducks and shoot the pucks until they were
probably
dead.
How Shea Weber shot when he was a teenager.
Yeah. Because
Fulton Reed's a teenager. Let's
clear
this up here. He's not a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Jamie also asks, he's got a marry, fuck, kill here. Oh, nice. Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Ricky Lake, Jenny Jones.
Old school.
Old school. Oh, what, no man. Carney Wilson? No no Tempest Bledsoe?
Oh, Jesus. These are tough. I couldn't do Sally, Jesse. I had to kill Sally, Jesse, Raphael. She'd be so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably marry Jenny Jones. She probably makes nice dinners.
Okay.
And then I'd have to sleep with Ricky Lake. Hopefully during her like happy stage, not her sad stage.
Okay. I'd hook up with Jenny Jones.
She's someone you marry.
You lock that down. I'd marry Ricky Lake.
What? You're for a world of like.
Dude,
up and
she
down.
Was in. She would just be able to say, just talk about Crybaby, John Waters, just talk about that movie, fucking all the time.
What a weird fucking movie.
That is a super weird movie.
Yeah.
So it's not much more music.
It's disgusting. Bar of tears. Like
I know.
It's like gelatin.
I know. But yeah, she'd probably have some good John Waters stories.
Okay, that's fair.
She'd never
point.
Get tired of that.
Yeah.
And then yeah, that does that mean I kill Sally Jesse Raphael? I believe it does.
Yeah, we can both do that. Actually, you know what? It's a sad shadow. Harold Ramis passed away today.
He did. That Harold sucks. Ramis passed away.
Really funny guy.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, he wrote and starred in it, and he was on SCTV.
It's awful, because yesterday we were talking, when I was at my my other job,
yep.
We were talking about Ghostbusters 3. Because yep. We were talking about, like, Dan Aykroyd apparently owns, like, one of the hip-hop champagnes or wines, like Alizé or something.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't know how that came up. But, like, Dan Aykroyd, like, owns, like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But, and I was like, really? I'm like, why is he so fucking up in arms about getting Ghostbusters 3 back up and running? Because he's got really nothing else going on, it seems, but he's got, you know, big rap mogul champagne money coming in.
Hmm.
Then we were talking about that and said, well, yeah, well, Bill Murray's been touch and go with it for the longest time.
Yep.
And then, like, Harold Ramis, I'm like, yeah, Ramis hasn't really got a lot going on right now, so, like, Ramis can come back and do it too. And then this happened. But I'm still waiting for the fucking dark day where I wake up and find out that Gene is no longer
Mr. Hackman.
No longer going. Even though he's been retired for 10 years. Still knowing Gene Hackman's out there somewhere kicking ass at 84 just makes me smile.
Yeah, everyone's got that actor that once they do pass away is gonna hit them like that sucks.
Well, can you imagine just the national outcry when Don Cherry goes.
Oh, that's going to be crazy. There's going to be like, that will be a
statues. Yeah, statues will be erected. Like, yeah. That's a huge, huge thing when Don Cherry goes. And it's going to happen. Eventually, he's going to die.
But say, thank you for confirming that. He's not a machine.
I know you guys listen to the podcast primarily for educational purposes.
Jesus.
So just so you know,
you said Don Cherry. That sounded like some people were doubting you. A lot of people were talking about he's not going to die, but he is. I assure you.
No, guys, all right, listen to me. Hear me out. I swear to you, he will die.
Watch him die tomorrow. We'll feel like assholes. Jesus.
Well, the Harold Ramis thing happened.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Don Cherry, like, as much as people, like, hate him for his very, you know, narrow-minded views at times, like, when they had the Greatest Canadian Show, he did get voted, like, in the top 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
It was. Like, he's a Canadian icon, so it'll be a sad day, so. Yeah, Harold Ramis, though, like, was one of those guys that, like, I always enjoyed his work. I think the last thing he did was Year One. Even though it wasn't the greatest, I still got some laughs out of it.
And, like, Hogan's gonna die, too. Imagine when that happens.
Yeah.
Because when Savage went, that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, like, he passed out in his Jeep, and then, like,
yeah, he had a, like, seizure or whatever. Yeah. He had, like, brain aneurysm, and then he crashed. He had a heart attack or a stroke while he was driving. And I think, oh, that happened to Bret Hart.
Yep, that's true.
Stroke while riding a motorcycle. It's the worst time, I think, to have a stroke.
Yep.
If you got to pick.
Yeah, that's not one of the times.
It's not one of the times. I'll say it just to confirm again, Don Cherry will die.
Yes, this is a big thing out there. If you've got a death pool, it's okay to pick him.
Chelsea Watt at Chelsea-tron had a lot of stuff to say about Jurassic Park quiz.
Oh, really?
And whether or not... No, this is not from today, but over the last week.
Okay.
A lot of stuff to say about whether or not I should have been able to change my answer.
No. No.
And what my real score was.
Oh, Jesus,
80%.
No. I assure
16
you.
16 out of 20.
I assure you that is a dead result. No.
She asks, which band would open for the Muldoon's Raptor World Tour?
I love that. Which band would open for them?
Yeah.
Let's see. What would it be? Ila Sonar.
Ila Sonar?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And you'd be like, I thought I was seeing Ila Nublar.
I guess these guys are okay. Claire I at Sancta_Terra, best non-hockey 2014 Olympics moment. This is what I alluded to like an hour ago.
Slow played it though. Nice. What would it have been for me? Non-hockey? I don't care. It's the women's hockey game. I don't care. I don't want to. I think she probably meant Hemans more than anything anyways. The women's hockey game for me was like one of the like just awesome moments I've seen in sports.
Everyone talking about the fella giving up his spot to Denny Morrison, right?
Yeah.
And like Denny Morrison fell in qualifying like, was it like 6 months ago or so? Did that guy just decide to do it recently or did he do it way back?
No, he just did it recently. Like the coaches.
I don't know how I feel about that guy.
The coach said, hey, maybe you should give up your spot. And he thought about it, and then like, yeah.
And then waited for the biggest stage possible to look like a selfless Canadian hero.
I assure you.
I'm just saying, that's something, you know, because that was the big story. Oh, this guy gave up his spot. I'm like, it's not like he fell during like the prelim rounds, like the first run. He fell and was eliminated. And he's like, no, take my spot. He fell like 6 months ago. And this guy was like going to the Olympics. And when he gets there, oh, hey, by the way, I'm going to valiantly give up my spot. It's a great thing he did. I just think the timing of it is a bit self-promoting.
So to recap, Don Cherry is going to die. And this Canadian is not nearly as nice as he appears to be.
Just saying. The timing of it.
Jesus Christ. I would interview him one day.
I would do
him.
The same thing. Well, if he does it in, like, you know, November, it's not a story.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh, that's nice of him. And then when the Olympics rolls around, no one knows who at Happy Gilmore is.
That's right. That's the name. It's a good call. Good
yeah. No one knows who that guy is if he does it in November. But does it during Olympics, makes a big song and dance out of it. Again, I'm not saying it wasn't a cool thing. I think the timing is, you know.
He's sitting there. He's about to say yes. He's like, wait a minute. I can wait till a better moment.
That's what, yeah.
I'm going to wait till Don Cherry dies. No, that's weird.
I like those sisters winning gold and silver is pretty cool.
And the third one didn't get one, but she still celebrated with them anyways.
Yeah, that was nice.
Women's hockey, though, was the best.
Yeah, I know. Chelsea Watt at Chelsea-tron. The post in women's hockey. Is that the best performance by a piece of equipment ever?
Stanchion. I mean, post and stuff, defend stuff all the time. That's cool and all, but how many times do they get an assist?
Yeah.
That's way rarer. Yeah. Okay, so back off.
Yeah.
No show favorite ever. Done. You know what, people? If you want to be show favorites, you got to do better with these questions.
Her maniac. You're out of control.
No, I get all the power. My, I count for two votes. Done. Pagani, you're out. She's going to return to hate me.
Claire, I at
do like Pagani, I'm sorry.
Best Jurassic Park film series death scene.
The best death scene in a Jurassic Park movie. Film. in any of the Jurassic Parks?
It would have been Billy in Jurassic Park 3 because he was,
you really don't like that.
He was pecked to death while going down the rapids by pterodactyls.
Yep.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a pterodactyl in that movie pick someone up and fly up in the air and drop them.
Just drop them their head, yeah. And like, so.
I remember in X-Men First Class when Nightcrawler's dad made it rain army guys.
Yeah, that's right.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The coolest thing ever.
Best Jesse. You know what? Oh, I'm gonna do, I don't know if we ever saw it actually happen, but Sam Jackson's character with the arm, that alluded to his death. And that was
he
my
could
favorite.
Still be alive.
I know. I maintain that. He's just one-armed on the island smoking a cigarette. Tired of this shit.
He just repeatedly, hold on to your butts. 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 They find him. He looks like he did in Caveman's Valentine. What a pull that is. Caveman's Valentine coming at you.
Yeah. Ned Reeves was the worst. That was annoying.
I think it was Eddie in Jurassic Park 2 who was like kind of is two T-Rexes. And then one of them kind of threw him up. And then the other one caught him. And then they pulled him apart.
Yeah, that was teamwork.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That was
pretty bad. Yeah, no. Fucking Jurassic Park 2. best Sean Bean death scene. This is Claire I also.
Mine's Equilibrium. He's reading the poem, getting some poetry.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Careful, treading on my dreams. And then boom, shoots him.
I gotta say, he was having a really bad day at the end of GoldenEye.
Yeah.
He falls off the thing, lands in a giant satellite dish, still alive, mind you. Alive enough to see James Bond blow up the giant satellite and then it comes crashing down and hits him directly.
Yeah.
That's a bad day.
That's not a greatest day for Sean Bean. Yeah, good call.
But of course, the be-all, end-all is Boromir. I'm just going to keep taking all these arrows and, you know, it was a good little death speech he gave.
I just wish he'd killed the Hobbit before he went. I hate the Hobbits.
Yep, fair enough. Josh Gowan at jgowan5, did Edler's Olympic performance drive up his trade value enough to get traded?
According to this guy.
His value couldn't get any higher.
He almost, you know what? He single-handedly got Sweden a silver.
That's right.
Yeah, without them.
He willed them to a silver medal.
Which I agree with.
I remember last year during a trade deadline coverage, you had a giant boner for Rafi Torres. It was all your Rafi Torres talk. You want a Torres here, Torres.
He almost got him.
I know. So this year, it's going to be me and Bosch.
Yeah, that's fair.
Edler.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what I've heard from like Bosch, like they almost had Torres. Like, it crushed me, because I thought it was just like a fantasy, but like, no, actually, they were trying to get him. And that hurt, man. They killed it, bro.
To Bobak at Bobak M, favorite movie with Sean Bean? I got his filmography I'm going to pull up here.
He's got a lot of good movies.
He does have a lot of good movies.
Yeah, because, I mean, I just love Equilibrium so much.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have a huge role in it, per se.
No.
And of course, everyone loves Boromir, but again, I want a movie where he survives and is a badass, but survives.
You could mention Game of Thrones. I think that should count.
It should count.
It's a couple hours. Yeah. He was in that one.
Yeah, that's like a movie, too.
Equilibrium, GoldenEye, all the Lord of the Rings is. National Treasure.
Oh, let's just not talk about that. I'm going to stick with my Equilibrium. I just loved it.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that was an interesting movie.
Yeah, it was one of those underrated movies that was really cool to me.
Directed by Kurt Wimmer, if I'm not mistaken.
I wouldn't know, but I agree.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Sure.
I'm just looking. Troy. Actually, I'm one of the few that liked Troy.
Yeah, not me. That's you.
The extended edition of Troy, actually, is really, really good. More baby throwing.
Do you want to make a movie that Bowman loves? Baby throwing.
All right, I'm going to go with Ronin.
Now, Ronin Nash was a really good one, too.
Yeah, I can't believe they've made 40. They made 46 more of those. It's a terrible joke. I'm
Jesus.
Sorry.
Jay Leno, everyone. Did you guys hear?
They made 47 more Ronins.
I'm so glad he's off the air.
Zwole CF at Zwole
Netherlands
CF.
Netherlands friend, right?
Yes, Netherlands friend.
Yep.
I'm going to ask him, I'm going to say to him, Ik spreek niet heel veel Netherlands.
Nice.
Yep.
I bet he would actually, you know, adhere to a bet.
Like yeah, he would. Yeah, I like those damn Swedes.
Goddamn Swedes.
Two things I can't stand: people who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch. That was Michael Caine in Goldmember. That's not me. I love the Dutch. My friend Mike Laverman's Dutch, good guy. Who ends up higher, PEC Zwolle or the Canucks?
Everyone's going to try higher than the Canucks. Yeah, with Kasper, I don't know how the Canucks are getting. They're going to limp to the finish line in this one. There's no way it's going to be ugly.
Batten down the hatches, folks. We are going down.
Yeah.
Ryan Beach at Ryan Beach. Who will be the MVP of Lob Up 2?
Dave's talking a big game. He's talking to me about how he's like this ball hockey expert. So it's not going to be Dave. You're talking too much. There's no way. No way.
If you're really that good, you didn't say shit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't say anything. You let your actions do the talking.
Yeah. Walk quietly, carry a big stick, all that jazz. Who's going to be the best? Someone I don't expect. I don't know. Matt Henderson from Montreal.
There you go. Ryan Walker at Avalanche. As a show favorite for life, I would like to endorse at Pagnificent to join our illustrious show favorite club.
Okay, he's no longer a show favorite.
Oh, come on.
You're off the list?
You're a maniac.
Jesus Christ.
We have both have to turn our keys.
Well, then
so
you
no.
know what? When you pass out, I'm going to make you turn your key. You know, I saw Crimson Tide. I can get you kicked off. I know how. You know what? Give me a couple hours. I'll come back with someone else in your spot.
Damn it. You know I can't come back against that logic.
I know.
That movie's sound logic. Avalanche also asked, why doesn't anyone do backflips in figure skating anymore? I know. Like, that to me would be the boom, gold medal every time. That's crazy. I don't understand how they do the move where the lady stands on the fella's thigh and then moves around and, like, has her weight on the thigh. How does his leg not get cut up? I don't get that.
I don't even know if I can picture that happening. Is that
the happen? American people do it. I saw a couple of houses where, like, she'll go and, like, she'll... I'm not going to touch you. But, like, yeah, she'll put her foot up and rest it on the guy's thigh.
Yeah.
And then he'll skate around with her, basically standing on his leg with the skate blade. I don't know how they do that.
Hoverboards. Remember.
Boom. There you go. Avalanche also asks, Canucks recast Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope. Who plays what?
So we need
it's Star Wars with Canucks players.
So we need a Chewie.
We should limit this to one recasting an episode.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't want to shortchange that question. I'll just be throwing it out there. So I want to
we'll come back to that one next time.
I got to put thought into that one. I don't want to screw that one over.
He also asked us what was the dirty magazine the kids from Mighty Ducks found an entire box of, and a bonus question: who was on the cover? He's coming out with Mighty Ducks trivia. I think it was Penthouse.
Okay.
And I think it was Shannon Tweed. I don't know.
Canadian, right?
Yeah.
She was playboy though, wasn't she?
I don't know.
It's just disregarding the question.
Fuck it. Shut up. That's what. I believe that is everything.
Really?
I think that's all of Quitters.
What about...
Nope. She did not submit a question.
What? Anna!
We had her theme music ready. And she's here now.
She's actually
in town.
And I was going to make her show favorite right now. That is bullshit.
Yeah.
That's taken away now, too. This is insane.
You're a loose cannon, Art.
You're just cannon.
Kill it, bro. Stop killing it, bro. I saw the new RoboCop.
Oh, okay. Why is she not here? But I don't know. We had a song for her.
I know. We had a song all ready to go. I put it on the soundboard. We're all good to go with it. And then nothing. She's quiet on the Forsyth front.
She Eddie locked us. That's just, you know, didn't hold up her end of the bargain.
Yep, that's exactly it. So maybe next week, we'll see.
If we want to.
Well, next week, it's Sunday. It's the big Heritage Classic. It's also the Oscars, so I got to get Luongo's Oscar pick.
Yep.
He helped me to glory last year. So...
Are you going to go to the alumni? Are you going to go to the Oscars stuff instead?
It might not be an instead. Like, I might miss the third period, but the Oscar thing, the big Oscar thing's at the St. Regis.
Okay.
Downtown. So, like, I'll be down there anyway.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to as much of both as I can. There's the big fan fest going on.
Yeah, all morning.
But hopefully, you know, we'll be at. So it's, I guess, next time you hear from us, the Heritage Classic will have come and gone.
Excellent.
And Nathan Lafayette will have been beaten to death in the streets of Vancouver.
Kill it, bro.
All right, for EJ Bowman, Wyatt Art the Stanchion, episode 48. We out. Oh man, let's go watch Jurassic Park 2.
Yes.
Shoot!